1. Ariana. Sweeping up the shop for the day took all of my energy. Here it was, 9 at night, and I was just wrapping up my day. My first client wasn't until 1 this afternoon, but my day started at 5 with 2 conference calls to friends, both to place orders for my hair care line. My salon only used Lady Ari, my personal line of products. Working in a salon had been my dream, but not my stopping point. 3 years ago, I invited a friend from high school to start working to produce a hair care line that would help hair stay strong and grow longer, faster. The salon I worked at personally did very well, but my 5 upscale salons were thriving. Lady Ari's salons were located in some of the most expensive areas in the area. Smiling at my success, I swept the last of my day into the pail. My full-time jobs weren't the only reason I was tired. Helping to plan my best friend's wedding was taking up more of my life. In the next 3 months, Cassie would finally be Mrs. Maxwell. Although I didn't see eye to eye with Charles at the beginning, I had to admit he treated Cassie like a queen. Stifling a yawn, I activated the alarm and locked up. My body on autopilot, I drove to Cassie's house to babysit the twins. My beautiful niece and nephew had just mastered the art of walking. At 9 months, they were moving and using their own secret language. It could be a long night. Pulling into the drive, I took a second to get myself prepared for the evening. After a few deep breaths, I rang the doorbell. Cassie opened the door in a pale blue robe, holding Chase in her arms. Once he saw me, he wiggled out of his mother's arms and attacked me. I see he loves me today. I laughed and hugged Cassie. Girl, I'm running late. Charles is getting ready and the twins are going nuts. At that moment, Chastity waddles over to her brother, speaking in their language. From the looks of it, she told him to get down. On demand, she lifted her arms and asked to be picked up. How is my mini diva? I asked, snuggling up with the baby. Rushing Cassie and Charles upstairs to get ready, I began to get the kids ready to eat dinner. I fed both the babies while waving their parents out the door. After a meal that ended up more on their bodies than inside of them, I gathered them up and bathed them both. Okay, it was more like I let them splash, and eventually the floor and the babies were clean. After drying them and myself off, I laid them on a blanket on the floor and changed into some sleeping pants. Then wrapped my hair and put some classical music on. Just as I started humming Bach, the doorbell rang. Damien. The door opened and Leslie stood inside an alternate universe. For the most part, I'd never seen her in anything that wasn't sexy. Not that those cotton pants weren't hugging her in all the right places. On second, she had a headscarf around her head. Definitely not the usual. Her hair hung mid-back, but tonight I couldn't see it at all. Her puzzled eyes met mine, and as she recognized me, she smiled, her dimples showing. God, she was a sight to be seen. Almost forgetting that the babies were inside and my reason for coming here in the first place, I raised my hands to reveal my takeout cartons. I was about to slam the door, but since you are holding a bag from Jerry's, I'll be sweet. She smiled at me, her brown eyes glowing. She was stunning and completely opposite than the woman I wanted. Or so I kept saying. I have to bribe you to see Hurry and Kane? She laughed, allowing me inside. Both twins were lying side by side, butt naked, cooing to the sounds of classical music. I have never seen them sit still. Did you drug them? She smirked at me, drawing my eyes to her lips. No, I fed and bathed them. I was about to massage them, dress their butts, and lay them down, Chase kicked his legs at the sound of the massage. To be honest, I was envious of my little nephew. The thought of her hands on me, giving me pleasure, was a thought that would cause me to embarrass myself. Sitting down on the floor, I put Chase in front of me and started to diaper him. "If you show me how we can be done with this faster, we can eat." She began to rub the babies down with lotion that smelled of lavender. I'd never seen it in the store, and although I didn't frequent the baby aisle, I would have noticed it. Looking over at the jar, I noticed the Lady Ari symbol. My sister-in-law was crazy about the stuff, but I didn't know they made baby products too. "This Lady Ari is trying to make all the money, isn't she?" Her hands went out of rhythm for a second. If I hadn't been watching them so closely, I would have missed it. "Well, someone has to do it." She giggled. Tonight was the first time I'd ever heard her giggle. The sound did funny things to my breathing. Watching her hands, I followed her movements. Lost in the rhythm, I barely noticed the soft sounds of the music she seemed to stay on tempo with. The room filled with the sounds of violins. The twins' eyes began to get heavy. She was so in tune with them, so loving and tender. She began to slide small shirts over their heads. Picking up another bottle, she squeezed it into her hand and gold oil filled her palm. Rubbing the baby's hair with the oil that smelled of cherry blossoms, she hummed to the music. She pulled the baby into her bosom again, and I was envious for the second time. Her breast made my mouth water. Chastity laid in her arms, almost asleep, and she reached for Chase to apply the same amount of love to him. With grace, she rose to her feet and quietly walked out of the room. My eyes never left her ass. In the cotton pants, I could see all of her curves. She had the kind of body women paid for. Pulling my eyes away from her as she walked up the stairs, I used the time to get myself together. I was not the love them kind of guy. In fact, I was known to change women as often as possible. I'd never been with a woman longer than a month. I had a strong policy about not sleeping with a woman more than twice. But in the past 3 months, my usual criteria for a woman just wasn't working. I loved my women with little opinion and pretty faces. But lately, I found myself comparing what they said or didn't say to what Leslie said. She was nothing like the women I dated, but I found myself here on a Saturday night just wanting to be near her. When Charles told me earlier in the week he was taking Cassie out for the night, that Leslie would be staying at their house and keeping the twins, I knew I had to see her. I tried to rationalize it as she would need help, but if I was honest, I just wanted her close. That idea would actually scare me if I didn't know for a fact that I didn't have a snowball's chance in hell of getting her to like me. In the time that I'd known her, I'd never seen her with a man. I tried not to examine why that made me smile. She was also very critical of the women she had seen me with. Not that there were many, but there were a few. Looking back, she was right. The women I went out with were virtually arm candy, no substance. I couldn't tell her she was right, though. Hell no, she would never let me live it down. But she had changed things for me. Hearing her come down the stairs, I balanced the two plates in my hands. Clearing my throat, I looked down to keep her from seeing the lust that was probably evident in my eyes. "I guess we can turn this off since the babies are asleep." Leaning her head back, she looked up at me and, damn it, my cock twitched. Damn, she was sexy. That wasn't for them, it was for me. I was tired and needed something to soothe my nerves. Bach always makes me calm. In fact, his music can bring out so many emotions, it's amazing, she said. I was rendered silent. For a split second, I thought she was joking, but now that I looked at her, I could see she was completely serious. You like Bach? I didn't mean to sound so shocked, but I was. She closed her eyes and seemed to be counting. Then she looked back at me, amused. Yes, I also like Mozart, but Chopin happens to be my favorite. She reached for her plate. Don't look so stunned. I'm full of surprises. Yes, she was full of surprises. It wasn't that she was stupid, but I always saw her as a rocking to the beat kind of girl. Her last statement made me wonder what other surprises she had. Stop judging a book by its cover, Damien. You will always underestimate its value. She began to eat the meal I bought, and when the music changed, she calmly said, This is Chopin's Nocturne No. 2 in E-flat. It's my favorite. Edward Auer is playing. Every artist plays differently, no matter if it's the same notes, and they all see them differently. That's one of the joys of classical. You can hear joy in a piece, and the same piece can bring you sadness. Listen to how it starts off so sweetly, and then his passion, and in the end, he can't hide it. Everyone plays differently. She was so relaxed, I couldn't help but listen. That night, in the silence of a room filled with the sounds of music that spans the ages, I looked at Leslie with new eyes. Seeing the passion, she had only made me want her in a way I'd never wanted a woman before, and I was afraid after tonight, no other woman would do.